prepare, as we heard top of the hour there. But we want to welcome in, as we start the third hour here on a Wednesday, we've got the co-chair of the upcoming Walk to End Alzheimer's, Laura Willman, and also Katia Garcia joining us from the Alzheimer's Association. Welcome in.
Thank you.
All right. Step right up to that mic, Laura. Don't be shy. Let's talk a little bit about the walk is coming up a week from Saturday. It is almost here.
It is almost here. That's right. October 8th. It's there are obviously the Alzheimer's Association's largest fundraiser, and this one is our local Chico Walk, and we just are looking forward to having lots of people come out and join us and walk with us, and looking for any kind of community support that we can get.
And listen, it's great to have it back. As we know, with a lot of things over the last years, it has been, last year was virtual, if I remember right.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
And so it's great to have folks back at Sycamore Field, but we are still needing teams.
Absolutely.
And walkers.
Yes, we are. There's room for all. So come on down and join us. You can register ahead of time on our website, or you can always just check in and register the day of the walk as well.
And what would that website be?
That website is, golly gosh, didn't have that ready for you. I need my glasses, Scott.
That's okay.
You register at the alz.org/walk/Chico.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, getting folks out there, because the importance of this, we still know, hey, we've seen the breaking news. They're closer and closer to medications and stuff now that are helping with the disease. But still, it impacts so many people. I mean, I had a great uncle, World War II vet and everything else, and Alzheimer's.
That's
he
right.
ended up with Alzheimer's. So it just is impacting so many. And it's not just the patient. It's the families.
That's correct. There's an estimated 6.5 million Americans age 65 and over that are living with Alzheimer's. But then there's also millions of people that are affected by it by being caretakers and hours and hours, billions of hours dedicated to taking care of people with Alzheimer's. And Scott, I actually have my own father is at 93 years old. He is a former pilot who's and actually started Aero Union out here at the Chico Airport. And he is now he spends his days watching the birds fly outside of his window.
Sure.
And so it's you know, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch you lose a loved one like that.
And I know, Laura, that we talked a little bit before coming on, and my connection with this, of course, one of our good buddies here in the office was the MC for years, and when he passed, I just said, no, I got to jump in and keep this going to keep our participation. But you recently started as joining as with the walk and as co-chair.
That's right. Yes, I'm a real estate agent. I work with Century 21 Select. They're actually,
get that plug in there, Laura. That's
right. That's right. Well, and we're one of the sponsors involved.
Sure.
So my co-chair is Jen Cerna at Willow & Birch Real Estate. So together, we want the real estate community to become a part of this walk because it's something that affects all people, and we all need housing, but we also all need to care for one another.
Sure.
and make sure that that we can all be mindful of those that are affected by this disease.
Okay, I think Mike has a question for you.
I was curious about, and I know the care of those afflicted with Alzheimer's is, you know, front and center, but I'm wondering how close you guys are to hearing about breakthroughs, medical breakthroughs that might be coming down the pike, and things and research done, because you hear stories here and there about, you know, there's a promising new treatment. There's this is promising. And I'm wondering if you've heard anything about that.
As a new member, newly involved in the organization, I don't have a lot of answers to that. I do know there's a lot of layers. You've got to go through approvals through the FDA for some of these drugs. I know they've run into issues with that. But the Alzheimer's Association does have different facets with the organization, so they do have advocates that are working with our government to get and the FDA to get approval for testing of certain drugs. So there's things they are constantly working at. So you can do a lot of research by going to ALZ.org. They have a lot of information on that website for you.
Including help if you need with caretaker and whatever, right?
That's correct. Yeah. There's tons of resources for caregivers.
And what are some of those things? I mean, I know I think people hear that and they go, "Oh, I don't know if I have all the time to do that." But it doesn't necessarily involve all of that. It might be a simple, "Can you run to the grocery store and get, you know, some groceries for my grandfather? I'm not able to do it right now. Or my dad, he needs help just going to a doctor's appointment, and I can take him there, but I can't drive him home." I mean, it's stuff as small as that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Just giving those that are caring for, I'm actually not my father's caregiver. He lives in Medford, Oregon. So my sister and brother-in-law live there with him. I try to go up at least once a month, if not more often, to give them some sort of respite and break because, and my mother is also there. She's at 83, 85 actually. On Monday, and
happy birthday, Mom.
That's right. So she is she's part of the caregiving team, but you know, as in her age, it's difficult. So so yes, giving respite care to those that are caregivers for these special folks is really an important part.
At least have somebody to talk to when you're going through it. Right?
That's right. That's right. Because
it's so challenging, I bet.
It is. Day in and day out. And, you know, the battles that you do face are real. It's, you know, it is difficult.
It's really hard to take care of someone else if you're not taking care of yourself. Because if you break down, then there's no one to take care of that person. So that's why you do need a respite and a break. You need someone to kind of step in every now and then and say, "I need a break. I need a day or two to rest so I can get back to caregiving." Because caregiving is just a labor of love. It really is for the people that need it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we want to circle back around, as they say these days. You're looking for walkers. We're looking still for teams. Tell us a little bit about the flowers, because I'm looking at that right here in front of me with the brochure. What's the whole idea of the flowers that people will hold as they're walking or display?
That's right. We have our memory garden. The flowers signify different things. So the yellow flower signifies someone who is caring for an Alzheimer's patient. The orange flower signifies that you are supporting the cause, the Alzheimer's cause. Ultimately, though, what we really want to focus on is that white flower. The white flower is reserved for the first survivor of Alzheimer's, because that is the ultimate goal here. We are in the business of doing research to cure Alzheimer's, because it is a deadly disease. It kills.
And again, it's happening Saturday, October the 8th. We'll be out there and... proud to be part of it. I started helping Mike years ago, but he was 20 plus years as helping as MC and stuff out there, and so we want to keep his legacy alive too, because he really felt strong about helping out. We wish your dad all the best.
Thank
Laura.
Thank you.
And
Scott.
Katia,
yes.
a woman of few words, but we appreciate you, because I know you're helping out with a lot of the marketing and a lot of just helping get the word out. So your last two cents worth here. What should people do to really get involved with this?
Oh, so we are working with Heaven Wood, the manager of all of this, and so she herself is also helping out with the realtors at C21 Select, and she's coming on doing an internal walk-on, so it involves all of the agents that we have there, and it's not just the Chico office, because we have many offices everywhere. Sure. So you know, it gives an opportunity for all of those agents to come on and donate if they wish, or if they want to participate. You know, she will be there. Laura and myself will be there to help them get on a team, or if they want to just create their own team, that's totally fine. But it gives them the opportunity to, in person, you know, have that walk on internally and say, "Hey, let's go ahead and do this."
And you know, it's an event. It's inspiring. It is really good. And then you get to meet some of the patients as well that they have out there. So we want to thank you, Katia Garcia, and also Laura Wilman. All the best. Didn't know that connection.
Yep.
Arrow Union with your
Union,
dad.
That's right.
What a connection with Chico. Well, Laura, all the best. We'll see you out there on Saturday the 8th, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in and sharing that. And it is important. We want to keep keep it rolling and as much money as we can. I know, get your team together. Even it doesn't have to be at work. You can put together friends and family. All kick in a few dollars, and it all helps out. So that's happening on Saturday the 8th. You can get more details about joining as well. We got it at kpay.com.